The 23-year-old also doesn't understand how some of those same networks air other violent sports. Track 5. When the UFC was founded in 1993, there were no rules, no gloves, no weight or time limits. It became known as a no-holds-barred bloodbath. But after U.S. Senator John McCain went on a crusade to have the UFC banned in the United States several years ago, the UFC decided to change its ways. It now features specific weight classes, time limits, and rules to protect the fighters, such as no blows below the belt. But the Oswego native Zacharias says Senator McCain will never understand what MMA is all about. Track 6. On the other hand, Ken Cronenberg, the owner of Tai Chi and one of the top fighters in North America, sympathizes with McCain. Track 7. Cronenberg will travel to Sao Paulo, Brazil in 2 weeks to compete in the Abu Dhabi tournament, one of the top MMA events held each year. But above all that, Cronenberg simply loves everything the sport has to offer. Track 8. 22-year-old Amanda Ricard practices MMA for a different reason. Track 9. 9-year-old Alec Kearns of Camillus uses the lessons learned at Tai Chi in the real world. Track 10. And while you probably won't see any MMA results in tomorrow's paper, Tai Chi instructor Jordan Damon believes the MMA secret will soon get out. Track 11. But until that day comes, the Tai Chi students will continue training like they've always have, simply for the love of the sport. This is Ariel Helwani, NCC News. Track 1. Brutal, dangerous, and barbaric. Those are some of the words that have been used to describe the world of mixed martial arts, also known as MMA. But Jordan Damon likes to look at the sport in a different way.